Calls go out for prayer in a mosque in Budapest. It is a quiet Monday evening. Despite the peaceful setting, there is a fear that the Muslim community in Hungary is under a growing threat since the migration crisis started.
The situation changed very quickly, and for us it's a shocking phenomenon.
That's Zoltán Szabolcs, the president of the Organization of Muslims in Hungary. He was born in Hungary and converted to Islam 20 years ago. He says his wife often faces harassment because she wears a headscarf. He says strangers will go up to her and tell her to leave the country. But he says it is not just happening to his wife.
Lots of insults happened, mostly verbal insults. Many women are insulted in the streets, and people are making remarks, or they say you have to go home because this is Hungary. But sometimes some women were spat on, or even some people tried to drag down the headscarf, and this never happened before in Hungary.
Szabolcs blames the government's rhetoric during the migration crisis for what he says is an increased harassment of Muslims. The government linked migration with terrorism, and Prime Minister Viktor Orbán often speaks about defending the Christian roots of Hungary in Europe. That rhetoric intensified during the government's campaign for Hungarians to vote against the European Union's refugee quotas. But the government failed to get enough voters to turn out for the referendum to be valid. Orbán quickly claimed it was a success, with 98% of those who did show up voting to reject the quotas. He then said he would change the constitution. University students gather in downtown Budapest for a talk on the future of the EU. Peter Balázs, a professor of international relations at the Central European University, will be speaking. He says Orbán is using constitutional change to keep the refugee crisis on the agenda.
He's taking another action because he miscalculated the outcome of the referendum. He could not mobilize even the half of the electorate. It was a turnout of about 40%, which is a very bad result for him. And now he tries to substitute that issue with something else.
The increasing anti-migrant rhetoric may be having an effect on Hungary's 10 million population. Surveys have shown a decrease in Hungarians' willingness to help asylum seekers in the last year. Lydia Gall is a Balkans researcher for Human Rights Watch. She accuses the government of holding an anti-Muslim and xenophobic campaign.
They are being described as intruders, they are being described as potential terrorists that want to overturn and undermine Christian values in this country, that they pose a threat to families and children, and that they can't integrate into this society. And these are the messages that they have spewed across the nation.
Orbán's anti-migrant stand goes beyond the referendum and refugee quotas. A government-issued textbook for students depicts a multicultural group of people in a drawing. In the group is a woman in a burqa and a man wearing a turban. Under the drawing, students are asked if they can spot the European. Polls show Orbán's numbers have increased when he keeps the refugee crisis on the agenda, especially important after losing hundreds of thousands of votes when he was re-elected in 2014. Gall says the referendum was a way for the government to drum up support for the ruling party.
Well, this whole, refugee crisis really played into the hands of the government, and they exploited this fact in order to regain those lost voters. And this campaign is really, I think, an extension of that, to strengthen that support, that voter basis, essentially, for the ruling party.
As for Szabolcs, he does not believe things will get better for his community.
And which is frightening, that members of the Muslim community expect the situation to deteriorate further, and people expect much worse things to come. If you speak to the people, some would say that some violence could occur, and it's not good for a minority community to live with this kind of fear that your life, your property is in danger, your children are in danger.
No one knows what kind of constitutional change Orbán will introduce, but it is very likely to keep the migration crisis on the agenda. Christina Jovanovsky for RFI in Budapest.